Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, November 18th and Sunday, November 19th, sponsored by AmWager.com. To view this podcast in blog form, my Key Races and Bets blog available every weekend at AmWager.com or AmWager.com/handicapping. If you go to AmWager.com, just click on the handicapping link at the top. AmWager is a great wagering site. You should check it out. They got some great tools and some really good player rewards as well. Starting today on Saturday the 18th with the Artie Schiller Stakes, race 8 at Aqueduct, going for a price to start with the number 10 Monster B, who ran very well last time out, October 13th at Belmont, better than his fourth place finish makes it appear. He had to wait for room at a pretty critical stage of the race and went clear, closing fast but too late. Before that, a graded stakes in California at 11 furlongs, a bit too far. But back at a mile, I think he can run very well. He won the Oceanside Stakes at 12-1 at Del Mar last summer. And that's the kind of race I'm expecting for Monster B here with a clean trip. Number 10, Monster B, the top pick. Fire Away finished in front of Monster B last out in that classified allowance at Belmont last month, missing by a half length on the wire, also closing fast in the final 100 yards or so. John Velasquez rides back for Shug McGahee, the 8-1 line, very high as well, 15-1 on Monster B. So a couple prices here. A lot comes out of that same race. He was 6-3, but had an excuse. Not an excuse. He's just been off from November to October. This is his second off a layoff. He won the Elusive Quality at Belmont 7 furlongs in the spring of 2016. And as a 3-year-old in 2015, was pretty successful. The horse has almost earned $500,000 in his career. Second off a layoff, we can expect some nice improvement from a lot. Delta Prince, hard to ignore as a contender here. But he's not a standout. He opens at 5-2. Got to use him. He won a second-level allowance race back in August before a third-place finish in the Bernard Baruch. He was second in the Appleton. He hasn't won a stakes yet, so there's no reason to get that excited about him. But he is very consistent, and his Echo-based speed figures are pretty solid. All 110 or better in his last four starts. And one more horse to look at here for the exotics, at least, is the one Night Prowler. Gets Castellano and the rail. He was third in this race last year. Black Type was second. Black Type's won two in a row. He's another one here. In a real deep race, the eighth at Aqueduct, post time 3:47 Eastern. I'm going to Dutch a win bet here. Dutch is where you bet different amounts on horses to achieve the same result. AmWager's got a great Dutching tool, by the way, at AmWager.com, which you can use to allocate the bets and get the same result. But I like the 10 Monster B and the 2 Fireway to win. 7-2 or better, which we're probably going to get, so there's not a problem there. And a place bet at about 5-1 or better. A lot would be about 9-2 fair odds. He's 6-1 morning line, maybe a play. And then Delta Prince, Night Prowler, Black Type to use. Exotics in the race. The 2 Fireaway, the 6 A Lot, and the 10 Monster B over 1-2-5-6-9-10. That's 2-6-10 over 1-2-5-6-9-10. That's trying to make a nice profit with the 3 higher odds horses on top. Turn it around so you catch it twice if 2-6-10 come first and second. And the turnaround bet is an exacta of 1-2-5-6-9-10 over 2-6-10. Moving on Saturday, we'll go to the 8th at Woodbine, the Frost King Stakes, post time 4:38. It's a 2-year-old stakes race at 7 furlongs, restricted to Ontario Stallion sired horses, but still a good betting race. Not the big prices we had in the Artie Schiller, but 2 horses stick out again here. They are the 7 Smooth Talk and the 8 Silent Sting. Silent Sting gets slight preference opening at 9-2, so I'll talk about him first. He ran second in his debut at 6 furlongs, and that's at this 7 furlong trip. He ran even better, drawing off by 4. He was flattered when Beer Pressure came back to win. Beer Pressure is always also in this race. Luis Contreras up for both of Silent Sting's races, rides him back, picks him over Royal Laser, who Contreras rode to a maiden win and a fourth place finish in the stakes. And he's on a good pattern of improvement. Gets a good post for the trip as well. 8, Silent Sting. 7, Smooth Talk. Similar to Silent Sting. Ran third in his debut. Got a lot out of it and improved nicely to win by 4. Second time out. Flattered also. Second place horse, Pool Player, came back to win. Eurico da Silva rides back. And wow, looked up the research here on Eurico da Silva and trainer Catherine Day Phillips. Going back 5 years. 54 for 147. I mean, that's better than about a 36% win rate on a big number. So certainly a horse that has to be taken seriously. A lot of maturity shown last out, coming from off the pace, as with Silent Sting. In the 8th at Woodbine, the Frost King, post time 4:38. Bet Smooth Talk and Silent Sting to win. Dutch the bet again. Use a Dutching tool. Figure out how much to bet to get the same result. At 5-2 or better on Smooth Talk and Silent Sting. Going to throw in the favorite, the 9, Be Very, Very Quiet, who was outfinished for second in the Bull Page Stakes last time out at 6 furlongs. He's never gone 7, whereas Silent Sting has. So 2-1 is a little low for me, but I'll use him. And use the 6, Beer Pressure, who again ran second to Silent Sting. Came back to win. He's on an improving pattern. He won at 7 furlongs. Play a 6-7-8-9 trifecta in the 8th at Woodbine, the Frost King. Again, the 7 and the 8. Smooth Talk and Silent Sting to win it about 2-1 or better. Play an exacta of 7-8 over 6-7-8-9. Reverse that, 6-7-8-9 over 7-8 exacta. And then play another trifecta here. Going to play the 7-8 Smooth Talk and Silent Sting over the 7-8 over all, 7-8-7-8 all. And play them in first and third now. Play 7-8 with all with 7-8. Lots of ways to make a profit in the 8th at Woodbine, the Frost King. Going to move down to Del Mar for a couple races here, starting with the Desi Arnaz Stakes. It's a little light 6-horse field, so they're running it as the 5th race. Post time, 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific. The 2, Ms. Bad Behavior, gets slight preference here for me. The 3, Midnight Bisou, and the 6, Dream Tree, the other 2. Ms. Bad Behavior, I made fair odds of 6-5 because I think she's got a big edge here. She ran 3rd in her debut, 2nd, and then 1st. She's on a great improving pattern. The 101 Echo Base speed figure is 8 points higher than the next horses. And with 2-year-olds, I always figure they can improve about the same rate. So if she improves about the same, she's still going to beat the other 2, who are very nice horses as well. So 6-5 or better for a win bet on the 2, Ms. Bad Behavior, in the 5th at Del Mar. And you got to use the 3, Midnight Bisou, and the 6, Dream Tree. Dream Tree beat Midnight Bisou by a nose in a decently rated maiden race with a 93 Echo Base figure on October 27th, and both can run well here. But Ms. Bad Behavior won at 6.5, and Midnight Bisou and Dream Tree have won 6, so she's got a little bit of an edge closer to this 7 for long distance. We're going to key that 5th race up with the 6th at Del Mar, which is a post time of 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's a first-level allowance race, but there's some opportunities here as well. The 10, Uvetsi, gets top billing. This is a 5 furlong turf sprint, and Uvetsi ran 2nd, beating a neck in her debut down the hillside turf course at Santa Anita, which is pretty tough to do without some experience. And then she won 2nd time out down the hill. That was last October, November, a year ago. Came back in January and ran badly at a mile. Came back in April and ran badly at 6.5, but she's been rested again. And the 112 workout on November 8th kind of is the key that she's going to fire, and she did fire fresh. So great post for the trip. For the Sadler Barn, Van Dyke rides, who rode her in her first 2 for those big efforts, but not in the other 2. So Uvetsi gets top billing in the 6th at Del Mar. Going to use the 8 in this race, who is Go Argento. Go Argento took blinkers off last time out in March of this year for a downhill sprint at Santa Anita and ran the best race of her life by far, closing to win with a pretty good 93 figure. She's kind of ignored in the wagering here, opening at double digits. She won at 13-1. Pedroza rode her for the first time in victory, rides her back. She also fired fresh last August in her debut, 2016, to be 2nd at a mile, which is pretty tough. So we're going to look at Go Argento, the 8, and the 10, Uvetsi, as win bets. 5-2 or better. Again, bet them both if the odds are right. Use a Dutching tool like that at Amwager. The 11, Snowcloud, gets a shot if she draws in from the also eligible list, because she's 3-7 at Del Mar at this 5 furlong trip. She won a pair of races in July of August of 2016. And she's not in bad form after running 3rd at Santa Anita down the hill in the middle of October. That was her first race off a couple months off. She should improve and run well here, and she gets a good post if she gets in. So 10, 8, 11 are the horses to use in doubles from the three contenders in the fifth if you want to. If you're going deeper for exactas and trifectas, consider the three painting corners, consider the 9, 0, Z, and consider the 12 not too shiny if she draws in. Moving on to Sunday, a couple races on tap. The 8th at Woodbine, 4:38 Eastern, is the Glorious Song Stakes. Six-horse field of two-year-old fillies, open, not restricted here. Like the 4, Grace and Dignity, even though she will be the favorite. But this is one nice filly, a daughter of Animal Kingdom, who's 2-for-2 in her career. She's given no horse a chance to run with her. She won by 5.5, first out, 5.25, last out, was flattered when the second horse came back to win. She's ready for stakes company. She's a strong play here at Woodbine, particularly if you want to single her in the middle or beginning of pick threes. The 1, Perfection Cat, improved nicely after running third behind Grace and Dignity. She wanted a mile on the grass. Now she gets back to 7 furlongs on the Tapeta, so she should have a little extra. I don't know if she can turn the tables on Grace and Dignity, but she's got a decent shot here. That was a key race she won on October 13th. The 8th, 9th, and 11th horses and the 5th all came back to run well. And the 5, Win the War, who won her maiden in a debut, daughter of Warfront, a Kentucky bred, makes her second career start, and she's already got experience. 6.5 on the turf to 7 on the Tapeta, not a problem at all. So you can play a strong trifecta here. I'm not sure there's a lot of value in the exacta of 4-1-5. Grace and Dignity, Perfection Cat, Win the War. Also play trifectas of the 4, Grace and Dignity, over the 1-5, over everybody. Or the 4 over the 1-5-1-5. That's how I'd play the 8th at Woodbine. The Glorious Song on Sunday, post time 4:38. 8th at Del Mar, post time 7 Eastern, is the Cary Grant Stakes. A nice field of 10 going 7 furlongs on dirt. I like the 7, Edwards going left for John Sadler. Edwards going left won a second level allowance, open company, not restricted, and this is for cowbreds only. So this is actually a little hidden drop in class. The 98 Echo Base Speed Figure, second best in the race to Jimmy Bouncer, who's also got a shot, and Tribal Storm, who ran a similar high Echo Base Speed Figure. But Edwards going left since that October 22nd race has put in 2 splendid workouts. Best of 44, best of 47. Before that race, Edwards going left ran against Roy H., who went on to win the Breeders' Cup Sprint with Mr. Hink second. And 2 before that, he ran behind Mr. Hinks. So he's been running against some of the best sprinters in the country. I think that'll give him an edge here. Edwards going left, the top pick. Fair odds, 2-1. 10, Tribal Storm won the Harris Farms Stakes at the California Fair meet at Fresno with Jimmy Bouncer second. They're both really nice horses. They have 12 wins between them. Can't knock them at all here. I'd say if you get 5-2 or better, I would take a look at a second win bet on the 10, Tribal Storm, or the 7, Edwards going left. And this race, I'm going to play a trifecta as an exacta. We're going to play, instead of boxing 6, 7, 10 in the exacta, we'll play a try. 6, 7, 10, 6, 7, 10, all. And that's the 6, Jimmy Bouncer, the 7, Edwards going left, and the 10, Tribal Storm. Hopefully, maybe we can split them and get some nice price in there. If you want to play 6, 7, 10 with all, with 6, 7, 10, you can do that too. But 6, 7, 10, 6, 7, 10, all, and hope they don't run 1, 2, 3 and get a price in third. Probably going to pay better than the exacta. I hope you'd enjoyed this week's Key Races and Key Bets podcast. Don't forget, you can check out the written blog every week at amwager.com, amwager.com/handicapping. Check out Amwager, a great betting site. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.